This holiday season, we would like to give a timely message on the incarnation of Christ.
And he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Verse 14 says, I will be his father, and he shall be my son. Wow! How much more clear it is. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the Son of Man. Of course, we see how Jesus was punished for our sins. And here we see how the great incarnation, where today many liberal Christians do not believe. They do not believe. There are so many liberals that do not believe the miracles of God. They do not believe the incarnation of Christ. All the cults, they do not believe the incarnation of Christ. According to Mormonism, they believe God the Father, he came, God the Father is a physical man, and he came down from heaven and had sex with Mary. What kind of blasphemy is that? Wow. And still they say that they are the Latter-day Saints. And they go to every house, knock on their people, and they talk, they knock on people's doors, and they tell people about what they believe. And I'll tell you, there are a lot of gullible Christians, they take it, they buy it. Jehovah's Witnesses do the same thing. For Jehovah's Witness, Jesus is an angel. He's not a God. He's an angel. And they say, he's not the true God who came in flesh. That's why John 1:1 in the Jehovah's Witness Bible, they say, in the beginning was the Word, and Word was a little God. They change it. And here, Jehovah's Witnesses, they go to every house, it's marked. And they go to every house, and they knock on the doors, and they tell that Jesus is not God. Now, let me tell you. And then, when we talk to them, they say, you guys are attacking us. I'll tell you, we are not attacking them. They are attacking us. They are attacking the scriptures. They are attacking Jesus Christ. And so, but how many people are buying this? How many people are so gullible? You know why? Because they don't read the Word of God. They don't study the Word of God. The Bible is kept over there, and Sunday mornings only they open the Word of God. And here come wolves in sheep's clothing, who look so nice, friendly, sincere. And the other thing is, the church is not teaching sound doctrine today. The church is teaching something you want to hear. It's like a restaurant trying to cater to the people what they like to eat. That's what it is, the church. They want the buildings, they want how many people they have, they look at. This is what it is, the whole thing. But the true teaching is gone down today. You don't see that. That's why it's so important that we need to adore this book, the Word of God, where the early saints died for the Word of God. The Christianity is the blood of the martyrs. It's the seed of the church, they say. And it was their blood that shed for the church. And more, but above all, it was Christ's blood that shed for the church. And when we see this, and we are going to see next time, also we are going to see the humility of Christ. We are going to really study in Philippians and other scriptures to see his walk in obedience to the Father, his humility on this earth. And we are going to get a good picture of Christ, and we will get to know him. Wow! This is Christ, that I have not known him before. And if you do not know Christ today, then you are just like anybody else, lost. And Christ came to see and to save those who are lost. And that was his mission. And if the Word of God is talking to you today, and if the Word of God, Spirit of God is talking to you and telling you the sinful life that you live in, all the things that is going on your mind, that is an offense, it's an offense to God. As you realize that we have sinned against God in our thoughts, in our hearts, a lot of times we say, I'm a good person. If you're a good person, you don't need Christ. Christ, good people, doesn't need a Savior. Only sinners need a Savior. only, and if you realize that you have sinned against God, then you need a Savior. Sin against God means if you have sinned against God, there's punishment going to come. God's wrath is going to come. His punishment is going to come. His fury is going to come. And there's punishment for the sinners because the good God is a good judge. A good judge will never allow the sinners to go free. If a good judge in your city and tells you, I'm a good judge, I will allow all the criminals to go free, he's not a good judge. In the same way, God is a good judge. He will not compromise with sin. He's a just judge. He's a judge of the universe. And he will punish you. And if you don't know Christ, and the punishment is going to be not a little moment. A parent can punish a child only for a little while. Right? Because we are made with time. So, only for a while you will be punished. But the God's punishment is infinite because God has no time. He is infinite. His punishment is eternal. That's why if God's word is speaking to you today, and this is the time that you will open your heart to God and say, God, I have sinned against you. Please, have mercy upon me. Have your grace fall upon me, that I will acknowledge you, that I have sinned against you. And this is where God can open His your heart, and then you will realize it's not me, it's God did the work. Because in my own thing, I can never come to God. It's only God opening your heart. So we are going to have communion now. As we are going to remember Christ, this whole service is centered on Christ alone. That is what is called the Lord's Day or the Sabbath Day. Jesus said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. Sabbath was made for us because He is the Lord of the Sabbath. And the Lord of the Sabbath lives still. He's alive. And as He's the Lord of the Sabbath, He lives. And here we come and remember what He has done, and we worship Him at His feet. Remember what God did for you. The only way you can remember what God did for you is just like the children of Israel. They remembered how God delivered them from Egypt. Right? Brought salvation. In the same way, for the true is communion, Holy Communion is for the true Christians. And if you are a true Christian, you can partake Holy Communion. How do you know that you're a true Christian? The Spirit of God that is in you, they are witness with God's Spirit that you are a child of God. And you know that you're born again. And you know that your life has been changed. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. However, we are not perfect. That's where grace comes in. That's where we have an advocate in Christ Jesus.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. All day the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul.